Senator Henry Martin, the ranking member of the legislature's Transportation Committee. Stanford officials adopt anti-toll resolution. No kidding. On pace to become Connecticut's second largest city. Yes, Stanford wants Governor Ned Lamont to hit the brakes on highway tolls.
Senator, good morning. Is this, you know, we all have hope for these public hearings, but honestly, Senator, is anybody really going to pay attention to what anybody has to say today about the strong opposition to tolls?
A strong opposition.
Well, I guess it's actually taking place. If you think about it, is there people paying attention to it? I say absolutely. I think we started a few weeks back, or probably a month and a half back now. But we've been getting the word out regarding tolls.
Yeah.
People don't want tolls, though. Did you know that?
Like throughout the state. And I think people are starting to realize, gee, this is not border tolls we're talking about here. We're talking about tolls on every major interstate highway in the state. 95, 84, 91, parts of 15. That's the most recent plan. Back a few weeks ago, the plan was with 82 gantries throughout all the state, including Route 8, Route 9, Route 2. So now they've changed the plan a little bit, and they've downsized it, but the dollar volume that they're looking to raise with the tolls is pretty much about the same. It was $1.1 billion with the 82 gantries, and the gross revenue expected with the 53 gantries with the revised plan is like $920 million. So it's not really that a significant change in revenue.
Say, let me ask you something. Does anybody up there pay attention to the public? Because I can take you with a lot of folks that I know through this radio program, and you should hear what they think about tolls. Does anybody up there think about this?
I sure hope they do. I like to think so. I think with the outcry that's taken place today regarding the tolls, that they are going to think differently about the toll issue. I'd like to think so, Brad. I really would.
Bristol State Senator Henry Martin is the guest right here on the Brad Davis Show. Senator, we can all cross our fingers on this, but here's the bottom line. Are the Democrats in the majority of the General Assembly in the House or Senate, are they going to care what they hear about today? Or is this going to be, despite the passion we're going to hear from people, from business owners, from other municipal officials, is this just going to be a let-em-eat-cake moment up there today, which is my fear of the whole thing?
Well, there is that possibility, and I'd like to think that with the outcry that's taken place now, we've taken polls and, 90% of the people are totally against the tolls. I'd like to think that the legislators who are right now are considering tolling, and even those that are on the fence, will listen to that outcry and make the right decision. If not, I think that people will come out in the next election, and they're going to make their voices heard. That is the way they get their attention.
Now, there were a couple of special elections, I think last week, Senator, or the week before, where, tolling was, a prime issue. And I know the Republicans were able to, capture a couple of seats on that.
Yeah, we captured two seats out of the five, and I think it was a total surprise. And I don't think to us, I think we knew that we had pretty good chances of winning those seats, and they focused on the right issue, which was the tolls. And I think going forward, I think in the next the next state election, I think people will come out if this toll issue comes through. And it passes, and the Democrats don't listen to what their constituents are saying. And if you got, when you got communities that are making taking votes and moving forward a resolution to say no tolls. You know, Stanford did it, and the ranking member, the co-chair, is from Stanford. I'd like to think he'll be paying attention to this. If you got communities, two other communities were Trumbull and I believe Enfield. And I would be expecting more even after this, even though we have our public hearing today and this gets out of committee in the next few weeks and it gets to the floor. I think you're going to see other resolutions from other communities between now and then.
But let me ask you again, do you actually think that the folks that are going up there today and the group that is knows they're going to be losing money, they don't want tolls, and do you actually think that those folks that are going to put the tolls in are going to pull them off? I don't think they are at all.
You mean, Brad, you mean if they're going to listen to them or not?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to listen to them. I think they've already made up their minds.
There are many who are very deaf up there.
Yeah, they're deaf. Yeah. All right, Bristol State Senator Henry Martin. Henry, thanks for joining us. Keep us up to date on this with you. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Thank you.
They're deaf. They don't care, Brad. They don't care.
That was a good look. That was a good... they're deaf.
They're deaf. Yeah, they don't care. So, anyway, listen, it is what it is. And, you know, and again, Brad, people will always say, well, other states have tolls, this and the other. And, you know, well, here's the problem, though. The way this is set up, the way that this is trying to be sold to us, Brad, the story changes every week. Well, there's no money for transportation. Well, there is transportation fund money, but we're gonna take that money out of the fund that's already there and use it for other stuff.
That's their problem.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Yeah. So it's sad, Brad. You know, you and I were talking before we went on the air this morning about this. That you know, there's really. You know, everybody wants to be bipartisan. I said, "Oh, we got to be bipartisan in the state, this and the other." But yet, when there are these hot button issues that the state is pretty much divided on, the other half of the state doesn't get any representation. Whether it's tolls, whether it's look what happened with the state income tax back 26 years ago or 28 years ago.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, people up there, oh, look at the size of this rally and
40,000.
Yeah, and I was doing a talk show at the time, and I said it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. And Lowell Weicker, that blowhard, during the campaign. Remember that? Remember him during the campaign? We can't have an income.
We cannot have one.
And then
no.
As soon as he gets into, and I love the excuse. Well, I didn't know how bad the problem was until I got in office. Stop that. You know, some of these excuses are the dumbest stuff I've ever heard in my life. So you got that. So, again, you know, the half of the state didn't want that. You got that. What about the death penalty? When we got rid of the death penalty, remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. 75% of the state still wanted the death penalty, but, you know, St. Daniel, you know, Daniel Malloy, who sits on high there with, you know, Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and Daniel Malloy. He all knew better. So, you know, him and his buddies up there, Andrew McDonald, they all got rid of the death penalty. Even though, Brad, you had prosecutors and state's attorneys in the state saying, no, it should still be on the books because we can use it sometime to get confessions out of people and move along criminal cases. But no, everybody in Hartford, they knew better, Brad. Yeah, they all knew better.
That's what drives you crazy.
Yeah, because we're all the peons. We don't know anything.
We
know anything. We're all the peons.
I'd love to take them to some of the places we go to speak. I'd love to take them.